12 million people in Rio. Not a single Adventist radio or television station there. There is an evangelical one, but they're always raising money and asking for money and asking for money, and it kind of gives a bad taste. But if that's all that God has, he'll use that. But what would happen if the three angels' message were preached in Rio? How much is that worth to heaven? So I decided to go. So I went to Sao Paulo, and while I was there, we stayed in a little hotel, which wasn't an expensive hotel, but in Rio, everything is vertical, you know. So it was up on the 40th floor. And so I was looking out at this mass, as far as the eye could see. Buildings, 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 everywhere. Our jet came in to land, and it flew for 20 minutes over solid buildings. 22 million people live in Sao Paulo. And after we got done with the meetings the next day, they took me outside. They asked me something just before we finished. David, would you consider buying a television station here in Sao Paulo? Well, I would love to buy one, but how much? Well, we talked to the owner. You mean there's one for sale here? Well, nobody knows about it. People have tried for years to buy stations here. They're not for sale. But we have one. Would you be willing to meet with the owner? I'm willing to meet with anybody. You know, see what God will do. The least I can do is meet with him. So I said, sure. We walked outside. He said, just so you know which station we're talking about. And he pointed at the Empire State Building. All the way to the top was this massive tower with a base like this. It went shooting up into the sky. Lights were on it. And this big 100-foot tower sticking way above everything, radiating 60,000 watts. I said, that's the television station we're talking about. And it was three of us. And we almost cried. Lord, you could give that to us? Because it's not about buying. You know, you and I don't have enough money to buy it, do we? God has to give it to us. I said, you could give that to us, God? That's ours? You know, who owns all the technology? Who owns all the gold and silver? Who does that station belong to? Okay, just wanted to make sure you had it straight. God owns everything, and he owns all the technology. And the only reason that he's allowed technology to explode during this last generation is, guess what? Finish the gospel. The only reason we have television, airplanes, radios, internet, the only reason is to finish the gospel. So guess what? We own everything. When I go to a big city, I don't say, Lord, which one are you going to give us? I don't say, which one do you think we could have? I say, Lord, which is the one you're going to give to us? Which is ours? Tell me which is ours. Which one are you going to have? Sometimes I go to New York and I'm going to look around and say, which network is ours, Lord? ABC, NBC. And God owns all the media. He owns everything. And therefore, if he invented it for one sole purpose, don't you think you can lay hands on it? Don't you think that you can ask God to give you that which is his? Or is it okay for the devil to put on his pornography all day long? The devil doesn't own it. It's stolen property. See, all those media, the communication networks of the world, they were only allowed by God to be invented for the purpose of reaching. Now, you know, if we don't use them ourselves, he will eventually use them. He'll have them put on his, even if it's negative media. Even if they're speaking bad about him, at least people will perk up and listen. But wouldn't it be better if we actually could tell God, I'm willing? Well, I went to meet with him the next day. We sat, and the fact that we walked in this massive building, gorgeous. The secretary had us go into a big boardroom, and I had 10 other guys with me, and the owner came in. We sat down, and I thought, I can't even believe I'm sitting here. I'm sitting here with these guys that own the whole world. And he said, well, we have, you know, quite a lot of stations, David, and we'd like to sell this because we have other stations and we're just tired of managing the station. And don't tell us, you know, I had to sign a privacy act, what the station is, which number it is, where the owners are, and all that. So I'm not in a position to reveal that, but this station is a UHF station, and it has 13 other cities that are linked by satellite with it. And so they just sent me the proposal. I have it in my briefcase at the house, and it reaches 22 million people. They're asking me for an answer. And the price they quoted me is $23 million.